This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Kirk Talbot, Senator for the state of Louisiana. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Newell.
No rest for the weary. We start Monday morning. What are top-of-mind issues for you with the upcoming session?
It'd be property insurance and auto insurance, which is getting a lot of attention, as it should. So those are the two things that I'm going to be focused on. Obviously, the budget is always a big issue, especially with those amendments going down, you know, that presents some challenges, but nothing like we haven't dealt with in the past when we had, you know, big budget holes or budget gaps. So I feel confident that we'll find the money to fund what we need to fund. And you know, by law, we have to have a balanced budget, and we will have a balanced budget.
Kurt, let's start with property insurance. I've been reading a number of stories, people alluding to the fact that we should anticipate property tax increase. I don't know if they're talking about Louisiana citizens or just other commercial carriers. What are you hearing?
Well, I know that Tim Temple, our commissioner, has publicly released that there's 11 or 12 new companies writing business. I had a constituent told me today that they got a better deal and they got a lower rate than what they were paying. And the message is, you know, you've got to go out and shop your policy. You can't just wait for your agent to call you and say, hey, Newell, I'm going to save you $1,200. You've got to shop it around probably every 6 months to see what's out there. There are companies coming. As far as Citizens goes, you know, I had an amendment to a bill that we suspended that 10%, you know, where it's got to be 10% higher than the highest rate in your parish. We suspended that for 3 years. They did the similar thing after Katrina. I think they suspended it for 5. Obviously, that was a little bit different situation we have now, but not all that different. So I wouldn't look for that to go up, but it is it's a tough market right now. You know, the wildfires in California did not help because we all are tied to the global reinsurance market, and that was a you know, a category 5, if it was a hurricane type event. So that is going to present some challenges, but it, you know, the property insurance thing, it's going to take a while. You know, we had 2 good years. We need to keep going, and we know we're going to have more storms. We need to keep funding this fortified roof program, which we're going to do. We need to encourage people to do mitigation measures to protect their homes. And the ones that are doing that are getting better rates.
I thought there was an announcement that Citizens was going to have an increase in the upcoming year. Have they retreated from that?
It's not going to be 10% higher than the highest rate in your area like normal. I think, if I'm correct, it might be something like, you know, just to match the cost of living. I mean, it always goes up a little, right? Just because of the cost of goods and the cost of repairing a home. But I wouldn't look at it to be significant like it was. Now, you know, we want to encourage people to get out of Citizens and to get into the better market. I mean, if you're in Citizens, you're still paying high. So I would encourage people that are in Citizens to shop around, especially with those who are in Citizens, to shop around, get in the, you know, apply for the fortified roof grant. We had a state audit. The state auditor released a report a couple of weeks ago. On average, people are saving 22% with a fortified roof. That's 2% better than they're saving in Alabama. So that, we're excited about that. And I filed a bill to do a non-refundable tax credit for the same amount that you would get if you were in the lottery. In other words, the lottery is $10,000. They give you, you know, you get $10,000 to apply towards a fortified roof. In some cases, if it's a smaller home, it's less than 10. It's probably going to be more like, you know, 15 to 16, but you'll save money in the long run, trust me. So my bill would say, look, Newell, if you can afford it, take the 10, go ahead and put the roof on and take a $10,000 non-refundable tax credit that you can spread out over 3 years if you don't have that much tax liability in year one and two, and let's get these roofs on as fast as we can, because that's the real long-term solution to our problem here in South Louisiana.
What are you hearing on the wind mitigation survey front? I was talking to a person who actually monitors the fortified roof program and wind mitigation, and he said his experience at the present time is that people are getting far greater discounts with the wind mitigation survey than they are with fortified roofs.
Well, we know they're getting 22% on average with the fortified roof, but the wind mitigation survey, and for your listeners that may not be familiar with that, you know, you pay somebody, I think it's $350 around that, to come out and they'll survey your roof and your, do they have trees next to your house or your windows and all that. And if you get a good survey, like you've taken some good measures, you are getting significant decreases in the constituent I mentioned had that survey done and got a better rate. So doing that and coupled with getting a fortified roof is even better. But, you know, the more roofs that go on, the better off we're all going to be. But even just getting the survey is, people, like you said, are seeing good discounts come through.
Let's pivot to auto insurance. I guess it looks like the battle royale is is kind of brewing out there again between the trial lawyers and the insurance companies. I know that there's been an attempt by the governor, yourself, and others bringing the parties together, trying to create some open conversations about potential legislation that could assist. How do you feel about it?
Those meetings are going on daily with all sides. And, you know, there's a lot of bills out there. The House members filed a lot of bills. Senators filed a decent amount of bills as well. And those conversations are ongoing, and I'm encouraged. It seems like this thing has kind of taken a life of its own. I've been fighting this and been at this for a while, as you know, but it seems like there's just a more diverse group of legislators that are involved in this. Clearly everybody's constituents are feeling this. And, you know, the more we talk about it, it's not like property insurance where we know we live in a state that's along the coast. We know we have a high population that's in coastal zones that are vulnerable to hurricanes. There's no reason why we should be the highest insurance, auto insurance in the country. No one around us is in the top, I think, 7 or 8 or even 10. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel here, Newell. We just need to look at what other states are doing. And we've got to get the number of lawsuits under control. And that clearly, in my opinion, and from the data, is driving our rates.
Just yesterday, I think it was, it seems as though things are getting a little snarky as it relates to the level of regulatory authority that the insurance commissioner presently enjoys and whether or not there should be more. I recall vividly when he ran that he said more is not necessarily better in the eyes of the industry, that the market forces need to prevail. The governor seems to be of a different mindset. What's happening on this front?
Well, there's definitely two schools of thought. One is we need a legal reform. I guess there's three. One, is it legal reform? Two, is it regulation? And three, is it a balance by the both of them? And I think the commissioner and the governor both want a balanced approach. They may not be on the same page today, but we hope that will change. And, you know, from what I understand about the commissioner and his power and his office is that it's very similar to 29 or 30 other states. He has the ability to deem rates excessive. He has deemed rates excessive. When I was House Chair under Commissioner Jim Donilon, we had these same discussions, and we saw the same thing out of his office. If rates were actuarially justified, where they had to raise them or go out of business, they raised them, and in some cases, he denied their raises, and he reversed that because it wasn't actuarially justified. So I think that system is working, and it's not dissimilar to what most of the commissioners already have. You know, what we don't want is for the commissioner's office to be a one-man rating commission. Because the rating commission, if you recall, that was before, I think even before Jim Donilon became commissioner years ago, that was a disaster. It was ripe with political corruption. It was winners and losers and very corrupt, and it did not help our situation. And no state does it like that. No state has a commissioner that is a one-man or one-woman rating commission. You want to keep the facts involved. You want to keep the data involved, the actuarial tables involved, and that's what we have now, and we need to keep doing that.
Kirk, I know that you stay abreast of a lot of this. I'm curious, are you and your peers watching what's going on in California?
We are.
You have a lot of insurance companies walking. People can't get loans because they can't get homeowners. And they're kind of caught in this circular thing.
And California is one of the few states. They don't have a one person rating commission, but they have an insurance commissioner. Then they have like a committee that can decide and influence rates. And in my opinion, it's not working. And I think the proof's in the pudding. Big companies like Allstate and State Farm, they're leaving California because of it's overregulated in California and it's not working there. And I don't want to go to where, you know, if you're willing to leave, what is it, the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world, they will leave Louisiana very quickly, especially with our challenges. So we got to be real careful about, you know, that balance between regulation and, you know, obviously insurance companies, we want them to make a profit because I want them to pay my claim when I need them. I'm not paying them a premium for them to all of a sudden say, hey, we're bankrupt when I need them, because that's what I'm paying them to do. And I want them to be there when I need them. So that's kind of the balance. But yes, we are. And what's going on in California before the wildfires is troubling, to say the least.
Yeah, it's like a science project right before us, right? I mean, it's very interesting. I can't help it, and I shouldn't say it this way, but I mean, I kind of chuckle, but I feel horrible for these folks because they really believe that they were going to reestablish Pacific Palisades in a year. It's like, what are you talking about? They've issued two as of last week. They've issued two building permits. And
right,
a year.
I mean, I wish them well, but I don't think they're going to get it done.
10 years. Took us 10 years, and we didn't lose structures. We just flooded structures. So a lot of our structures were actually saved. We just needed to rehab them. They don't have
right.
anything.
I mean, they have nothing. It's a really dire situation out there, and I pray for them and I feel for them.
Yeah, but it's really going to be a test, though, and an interesting thing to follow for you guys. And I'm glad to hear that y'all are, because I think they've already made some missteps, and I think insurance companies are getting already very wary of whether or not they want to stay there.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. All things start what? Monday, right?
Start Monday, and we go 60 days. It's a short one, assuming we have no special sessions. We hope to get it all wrapped up in 6 days. That's the plan. But we got a big agenda and a lot on the plate, and I think we're moving in the right direction.
Well, thank you for joining us. Truly appreciate
Anytime.
It. Have a great weekend. Thank you,
you
sir.
Too.
Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.